It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Casey Thompson of Hospice of Acadiana. It is so inspiring to talk to you every single time. I love what Hospice of Acadiana does for our community, and the way that people want to give back is even more powerful. Tell me about this Food with Love program.
Absolutely. Our Food with Love program was started back in 2017 by Kent Zarang. Kent's dad was a patient of Hospice of Acadiana, and you know, his brothers and sisters were taking care of him. And like many families, right, when you have a loved one on service, the last thing you want to do is think about what's going to be for dinner and cook and have to go to the grocery store. And so they were eating a ton of fast food. And he said he remembered one day a neighbor brought over some shrimp and okra gumbo. And he said it was the best thing that they had tasted. He said, but then he realized he was so humbled by the fact that somebody thought enough of them and took the time out of their busy day to do something so selfless as making a meal and bringing it to them. And so he decided that's what he wanted to do. He was getting ready to retire after a 30-year, very successful career. And so he told his wife he wanted to start making meals and bringing them for patients and families that were on this journey. And that's what they did. And it's just grown unbelievably over the last 8 years. And so we're so very blessed for Kent and for his over 80 volunteers that make this happen every single week for our Hospice of Acadiana families and patients.
Okay, you just said over 80?
I did. That's over 80 volunteers. So he has a group of kitchen angels, and the kitchen angels are the wonderful individuals who selflessly go every week and cook in the kitchen. Everything is made from scratch. They cut, they chop, they cook, and then they package. And right now they're doing about 750 meals a week. And yes, that's a week. And then they have another group of angels, the delivery angels, and the delivery angels go and pick up these frozen meals and deliver them to patients and families. They get assigned their family and they go every week. So they have the same family. They form relationships with them. But beyond the food, they're really going to be a presence for the family and to pray with the family. And so, you know, everybody's journey is different, and everybody's fears and anxieties and hopes of how this is going to play out is all very individualized. And so they go and they support those families by praying for what they want to pray for. It's just a really, really beautiful ministry that we have of people just so selflessly giving of themselves to help others.
Something as simple as a meal could make a big turnaround like this for families, and it can be so appreciated, just like Kent Zarang. I bet you they have some really great stories to tell about all the people that they've touched.
They do. They so Kent actually, he's very humble, but I guess about a year, maybe even 2 years ago, he started working secretly on a book that shares some of these stories, and it's called Holy Moments on the Journey Home, Food with Love Stories. And so we are now selling the books. They're for sale at Hospice of Acadiana. It's $20 a copy, and all proceeds are going back to the Food with Love program. Kent did not take any profit for himself. He just did this to help kind of support and sustain the program. And so all proceeds go back to the Food with Love program. And it's a beautiful read. I have read it. I have read it more than once. We have a lot of people that have come and purchased a copy and then come back and gotten five more copies because they want to give them to family and friends. So if anyone's interested, either just in the book to have it, or if they want to gift it, or if they want to support our Food with Love program, they can go to Hospice of Acadiana Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. $20, and we would be so grateful for the support. You know, the community's been wonderful to us, and this is just another great example.
I love the way something so small has turned into something so big, and so many people can feel this impact. Casey, this is a wonderful kind of a way of people getting involved, whether you want to just purchase the book to read it or gift it. Like you said, you know, Christmas will be here, so an inspiring read, or maybe if you just want to give some time, we just reach out to you guys and you point us in the right direction?
Yes, that would be perfect. You can call the office, 232-1234. Let them know you want to find more information about Food with Love. Or if there's another program that you're interested in, of course, you know, we've talked about lots of different things in the past, that we always say there's something for everyone. So depending on, you know, how much time you have or don't have to give, we'll take whatever you have.
Casey Thompson, Hospice of Acadiana, thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to do it. And I want to thank the community. You know, I mentioned it earlier, but they have been unrelenting in their support to us, and we just could not make the impact that we're making without them. So my heartfelt appreciation to the community for their continued support.